My name's Abby Thompson and I'm 19 and I'm a student at Lonely College. Reasons I think EMA shouldn't be scrapped is because I live on that money, and without that money I won't be able to come to college next year. I also think it shouldn't be scrapped because if I stayed at home and weren't trying to better my life, I'd earn £50 a week off dorm money. But I work my behind off at college to earn 30 quid a week, and they're taking that away, even though I am trying to build a future for myself.
What do you spend your EMA money on?
I spend my EMA on, I have to pay my dad a certain amount of money because we haven't got lots coming in, so I help with shopping and help buy things. And I don't really spend anything on myself, apart from I say I have to use £10 a week or it to pay my bus fare. I don't eat at college, I don't do anything apart from come and go home, and then I help him, my dad. And if I'm late to one lesson, I lose it.
What will happen if you don't get your payments from next year?
I don't think I'll be able to come in. Unless they've got some other way to help me get in, I won't be able to get to college. I'd have to walk, but I don't think I'd walk that far.
When you decided to come to college, was EMA one of the factors that you considered, or one of the factors that encouraged you?
It were, but I wanted to better myself. I don't want to be another person stuck at home and doing nothing for the rest of my life. I wanted to better myself. And I didn't realise how much EMA were going to help me do that until they've decided to take it away. And then you realise that you do need it a lot. It's upsetting to think that I'd not be able to come next year because of it. Because I do enjoy coming to college. It sounds silly, because most kids will be like, oh, I don't like school and all that. But I love college. I love coming. And I've got great friends here and some great teachers. And I'd miss it if I had to leave.
What do you have to say to those people who say that, oh, some kids just abuse EMA and they use it on booze or fags, and it's just something that the taxpayers have to pay for and it's not important?
But that's a minority. Majority of kids use that money every day to help better themselves. It's not fair to pigeonhole a whole group of people because of a few. It's unfair to take it away from everybody because a few abuse it. Some don't need it, but I'm not one of them. I do need mine. So instead of taking it away, maybe they should, like, reset guidelines or something, but not take it away fully, because they're killing generations of students that won't be able to come to college because of that. Mm-hmm. It's like they complain about having no nurses and teachers, but by taking that away, you're killing generations of new teachers and new doctors. And I don't think they've considered that. We work as self-step born to earn fair, which I think is kind of ironic, really. If I'd have stayed at home and laid in bed today, I'd have earned £50. But I earned 30 for coming to college and earning it. And it seemed like Megan said, with stereotyping, I'm 19, I'm legally allowed to drink and smoke and things, but I don't. And that it's unfair. I would, if I have got an extra bit of money, I'll buy a book or something like that. I won't buy booze to drink. I don't see point to waste money on something like that. So it is just pigeonholing teenagers because of what a few do. It's all right for conservatives to take it away, but they've all come from rich backgrounds, a lot of them. So they've had their education paid for. They aren't ever been skint to the point where you can't eat or something like that. So they don't have to worry about that. Their kids won't suffer. And their kids' kids won't suffer because they've got money. They'll be able to go to college and probably blow their education and do what they want, but we can't just throw our education away. We can either go home and stay at home and live off state, or we can force ourselves into a job we hate for the rest of our lives. And to be quite honest, I don't want to be unhappy for the rest of my life. I want a job that I would enjoy doing.
As Abby mentioned, a small payment of £30 means the difference between these students having a future or being stuck in a succession of minimum wage jobs for the rest of their lives. For 16-year-old Shanice Wright, a £30 payment every week not only means that she can help her mother support her 7 other siblings, but also provides means for her to stay in education and make a better life for herself.
EMA does help because, like I said, like if my mum hadn't got money, then that's me not being able to get to college. Like, and if I don't get to college, then I'm not getting EMA. And if I don't get EMA, then that's just a continuous cycle of me not being able to get education. So really, it's going to end up the rich kids getting education and we're not going to get education. So that's going to create a vicious cycle. And that's why we get stereotyped youths not going to school and college and not getting education. And that's why we're out on the roads creating crime and violence.
What would you say to people who think that young people waste the money they get for EMA?
Well, them people have got money to waste, but myself, I would use that money wisely because it's not often I get money. Do you understand? So if I get money like that, the first I'd save it for priorities. I'd save it for me being able to eat at college. So them people that waste it, then that's shame on them. They should save it. Do something wise with it.
What happens next year when the EMA payments are cancelled?
Next year, I probably won't be able to continue with my education because I'm not going to have the money to be able to come to college. I'm not going to be able to pay for my travel, my food. So if I can't get here, then, you know, I'm not going to get education. So really, I suppose it's a start to the wreck of my life.
Why is coming to college and studying so important for you?
Because getting a job, fair dues, you can get a job, but that might be dead end. If I get my education and get my degrees and my diplomas, then I've got a better chance in life. And because of how I was brought up, and I've been brought up around stereotype, whereas it's always been seen as black people don't really do nothing, all they do is commit crimes and things like that. I don't want to be in that circle. Do you get what I mean? I want to come out of that circle and go to college and say, yes, I do work for my money.
We were listening to students from Longley Park College, and joining us now is James Finlayson, teacher of media at Longley Park College. James, how many students at the college depend on EMA?
Well, Longley Park, for those people who don't know where Longley Park Sixth Form College is, it's in the north of the city in Sheffield, near Firth Park. So the heart of our kind of sort of community for students is Shire Green, Firth Park, Vale, a lot of those areas up in the north of the city, although students do come from all over the city. But about 75% of our students get the top band of EMA. So that's 75% of students, three quarters of our students in a big sixth form college. That means they're coming from households with household incomes below £20,800. These are not rich people. These people depend on it. We've got over 900 students who depend on EMA. And the students you just heard talking there really expressed it so brilliantly that it's a lifeline for a lot of students. They come from households where there is not the money to pay for them. They're going to be expected to go into what, as they describe it, dead-end jobs on minimum wage, to give up their education, to not be able to better themselves. And a large proportion of those 900 might well be faced with not being able to come back into college next year, or the next generation of students coming through from the schools for next year will be put off going into further education.
As a teacher, how do you feel about the fact that some students are only attending classes because they want to get paid?
Well, there's two ways of looking at that. One is it actually means we've got the students in college, in education. Somewhere like Longley Park, these students have come through some of the tougher schools in the city, if not the country. Very challenging schools. And I think it's actually a minority that feel they're only in it for the money. But a lot of them have come through these schools, and rather than go into the minimum wage jobs or just simply go onto a life of benefits or even crime, they've made a decision, particularly like Abby was expressing there. This EMA is that lifeline that lets her carry on in college. Now, I think where you might find, as everybody has been saying, there's a small minority of students where you might argue perhaps they abuse the EMA payments, perhaps that's, you know, a bit of beer money for them. You're going to find a lot more of those students in the ones who are in the higher income households who are only getting £10 a week EMA, so maybe it is a bonus, few pints for them. But like I say, where people are really, really hit is like the 75% of our students who are from some of the poorest households, not just in Sheffield, but in the UK. And it's just, you know, a big kick in the teeth for them. That, with the double whammy of them seeing that tuition fees are going up, they feel that their sort of access to education, their entitlement to education at a further education level, at a higher education level, is being ripped away from them. Morale has noticeably dipped with students in the last few weeks. It's really clear there's a few, you know, some of them, you know, are really actually quite worried and stressed out, as you would be really, when you're thinking, well, what am I going to do with myself next year? What I thought I was going to be doing for this next 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. perhaps longer, it's being taken away from them, and they don't see it as fair.
As we were discussing earlier, with the tuition fees going up and the EMA being scrapped, how will it affect the attendance at the college?
Well, it's a case that certainly for the last few years, and as kind of education and higher education has changed under Labour, a lot more students have been obviously passing on to higher education in the last sort of decade and more. And throughout school, whichever school you're at in the country, from the kind of poorest background to the richest private school, we have an education system where going to university is the pinnacle of it. You do well at your GCSEs, you do well at A-levels, you do well at whatever course you're doing, and it's all with the goal of going on to university. And clearly not everybody does, but a lot more people have been doing that. And for the first time perhaps in a generation, we've now got students who are seeing that route not being something they can get into, not something being something for them, not being something that they can have access to. So choices are being taken away from them. And you can hear it, I think, in the voices of the students you just heard from Longley Park, that disillusionment that they're trying to come to terms with these minimum wage jobs, the dead-end jobs that they thought previously, if they worked hard, if they studied hard, that's what they were always told they could get out of. Now, this is the students who are currently in the system. The ones who are coming up, the 14, 15-year-olds who are looking at this in a couple of years' time, they're going to have even less incentive to do well at their studies.